Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done, and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 22nd of February, 2016. Transportation on your site. In some cases, I've seen mills go to great lengths to negotiate strong contracts for their long-haul freight, only to ignore what was happening on their own property or because of the location where their mill was sited. You can't do much about the location of your mill if you happen to have arrived after the grand opening, but you might be able to do something about the shuffling of trucks, containers, and rail cars about your site. I once went to a national chain truck depot to pick up a personal item that had been drop-shipped to me there, a garden rototiller. On a board outside the dispatcher's office was a list of, quotes, missing trailers, end quotes. There was a reward of a $50 U.S. savings bond for anyone who found them. I inquired about this peculiar situation. It was explained to me that they knew these trailers were on site because every trailer coming in and leaving was scanned on its barcode. They just did not know where it physically was on the property. This has been going on for years.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
If safety, saving time and money during inspections, repairs, and projects is important to you, it's time to take your project to new heights. Propellerheads Aerial Photography is a veteran-owned company with 12 years of award-winning experience and expertise in the cutting-edge field of drone photography and videography. We provide superior solutions for your mill's needs. Let Propellerheads do your dangerous high work and visual inspections by getting a close-up, bird's-eye view of all those hard-to-reach places. Our service saves your mill money by cutting down on costly downtime and extra man hours. Call us today at 229-548-0020 or visit our website at www.propheadsphoto.com. That's PropheadsPhoto.com. Propellerheads Aerial Photography, delivering amazing results at a fraction of the time and cost.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
I have seen similar situations on paper mill and converting plant sites. Trailers parked everywhere with no rhyme or reason. I happen to know of at least one mill that remade an urgent order because they couldn't find it. It was a small order, one truckload, and the records at the loading dock showed they had shipped it. However, they could not find it. Fortunately, it did turn up later, so it was not stolen, simply misplaced. But what did it cost to break into the schedule to remake this order? In another situation, a tissue mill with a typical large converting plant attached, product was found at a convenience store in a nearby town, product whose UPC codes showed it had never been officially released from the mill. This was theft, pure and simple. Theft can occur on inbound freight, think copper cable, stainless steel, as well as outbound goods, and it all happens on your site, under your nose, so to speak, all because of sloppy inside-the-fence logistics. However, the biggest waste of all inside the fence can be spotting services. If your layout, remember you arrived after the grand opening, so oft times you are stuck with it, is such that your trailer marshaling yard is in an awkward location compared to your loading docks, you can incur significant cost. Pouring new concrete pads is cheap if the real estate is available. Bring in a recognized traffic consultant and see if you can rearrange things to reduce cost. Problems can occur with rail as well. I once knew a remote mill which depended heavily on rail for inbound and outbound freight. Unfortunately, they only had one spur that held 8 cars. The nearest yard was over 60 miles away. It made sense to build more and longer spurs and add a shuttling engine. The demurrage and delayed cars paid for it almost instantly. So as you look at your transportation conditions, don't just focus on the long haul. The biggest savings may be inside your fence. Do you have any interesting stories about inside-the-fence traffic problems? If so, please share them in our quiz this week. Safety concerns abound when moving and spotting equipment on your site. Lane striping, regulations, and lighting can help tremendously. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.